Hello, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. We've got a bit of a different show for you today. SAS Institute recently held its SAS Global Forum event in Dallas, and at that show, I had a chance to sit down with three of the company's Canadian partners to talk about their businesses and their partnership with SAS Canada. In this show, we present their thoughts on major takeaways from the event and their relationship with SAS. We kick things off with Dr. Peter Turney, president and co-founder of CT Global Solutions, a SAS partner so close to the company that back in 2002, it sold SAS what is now its cost and profitability management software business unit. Peter talks about the long-standing nature of their partnership, the changing face of SAS's lineup, and how CT Global fits into that, especially as ideas like AI and ML become more prominent, and how SAS's investment in R&D is tangible to partner organizations like his.
Well, it's always a chance. I've been coming to these events for years. It's a chance to renew friendships and relationships, which are always very positive, and people that we work closely with. So that's always the case, and that's been the case on this event. But there are certain, the first thing that came to mind was a lot of discussions are around things like artificial intelligence and machine learning. So one of our solutions is demand-driven planning and optimization. So in the new VIA version of that, it liberally utilizes machine learning. So for example, companies where we're forecasting demand, and they'll say, I want you to forecast these 1,000 products, but by the way, we have another 50 that are new products that are coming in this year. And most people would say, oh, well, we can't touch those because there's no data, because everything is data-driven. But with machine learning, the SAS software can go into the database of existing products and identify those whose characteristics appear to be like the new product that they're modeling. And then it does analogous forecasting around those products and comes up with a forecast. So bingo, you have a new product, no history, you have a forecast. And the machine learning, and it can improve and adapt and create using different levels of capability that come with the machine learning, but are getting quite advanced. I understand that the person who came on the stage this morning from Nestle helped develop one of those capabilities with a tool. So SAS, 25% or more of its revenues go into R&D. And that is, the payoff is tangible when you come into a meeting like this. There's always something new. But in this particular meeting, what is new is tangibly a benefit to us in our sales process and deployment process and for our customers of SAS.
Up next, we chat with Julio Tavares, Vice President of Database Marketing and Insights at Deloitte, who touches on how SAS has broadened its digital marketing capabilities and its ability to provide the information and tools that marketers want today. Beyond that, he tells us why he's impressed with SAS's record of helping communities and those at risk.
Well, it's hard to say 1, 2, 3, but I can give you a few comments. One is the amount of the digital capability that I've seen grow within the tools, really stressing the ability to do really a lot of cross-channel type marketing. That's something that I'm seeing excel. The ability to integrate all those channels is something that a lot of marketers are looking for, and SAS seems to have done that, and given the actual tools and the analytics behind it, and I'm starting to see that in some of the sessions that I've seen. The other thing that I'm impressed with SAS is a lot of the social type advances that they've had in terms of helping communities, helping children at risk in the life sciences, and helping advance some medical. I mean, that is, that's pretty impressive. At past SAS conferences, I've seen, heard a lot about risk and finance, but to see this whole new area sort of grow has been great. And then this morning was a great session on encouraging women to get into this field. I mean, I have a daughter and a son, and always encouraging them to get into this field and STEM. And to see SAS do that in a big way is encouraging as a father who has a daughter at home who I'd like her to really excel in this space in one way or another in the future.
Rounding out the podcast, we've got Hélène Cormier of Montreal-based NovaPro, also a longtime SAS partner, who discusses the evolution he's seen over his last few years attending SAS Forum and how it's shown him the path to ROI in helping customers get started with AI and ML as ways to help them save money and solve problems that NovaPro wouldn't have focused on in the past.
I saw the evolution of the SaaS offering, and it's going into the right direction. I think it's my fourth SaaS Global Forum, so I can see the evolution. What I can, based on the session I saw, is the fact that whether it's machine learning or AI, it's there, and clients are investing, and the benefits are there. The return on investment is there, and they can either come with new solution or reduce their costs or fix issues that they didn't think they could fix when they started the project. And that's really what's coming out of the session. Actually, we've been in transformation for a few years now, and it will help us getting closer and closer to the lines of business, bringing the arguments why they should invest and what could be the return for them.
There you have it, three distinct perspectives on the value of SAS Global Forum and working with SAS from three of the company's best partners. I'd like to thank Dr. Peter Tunney, Julio Tavares, and Hélène Cormier for taking the time to offer their thoughts. Thanks SAS Canada for its continuing sponsorship of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back tomorrow as we're joined by Peter Neer, National Director of Solutions Engineering for VMware, who will help us take a look at some of the big channel news coming out of the company's recent VMworld event, including its planned purchase of Pivotal and Carbon Black, as well as its launch of Kubernetes Everywhere, its Tanzu strategy. In the meantime, we'd appreciate if you take a moment to leave us a rating in your podcast app of choice, and of course, you can subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.